Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Mrs. Sehlile Taphumanei, a network marketing businesswoman who will be sharing with us some of the business trends that are now available in Zimbabwe that women can take advantage of. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Taphumanei.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. How are you?
Mrs. Taphumanei, we see in Zimbabwe there is a new trend of network marketing. Tell us a little bit about this.
Network marketing is an opportunity whereby someone gets to do business with a well-established company, yet they are running their own business, but it will be in partnership, and they get to be paid 100% of their effort. Network marketing, it helps people to have quite a number of ways of earning an income.
How does a woman or someone who's interested in taking up some of these opportunities actually know which direction to take, since, like you said, there are a number of them out there?
You have to look at the benefit, because when you are getting into the business, you have to look at how much you can benefit. Network marketing companies, they pay really well, but some are better than the others. So you have to look at five pointers. You have to look at the stability, how long they've been there in the industry, because the longer the company has been, the more experience that it has. And you have to look at the income potential to say how many ways of earnings you then get to enjoy. And you have to look at the support, because since it's a new industry, someone really needs support. You have to look at how much support is being rendered to you as you start the business. Because as you start the business, you are like a small baby. You need to be nurtured to grow to be a big giant.
Yes. Some critics also say that there have been some other bogus organizations that are now sprouting up in Zimbabwe that have actually taken some women to the cleaners, so to speak. How does one distinguish between which one is genuine and which one is bogus?
What I can recommend people is to say any company has to be well established. A company shouldn't be just a company which is not registered, which is coming into the country back door. Know the history of the company, where it's coming, where it's going.
You have been involved in some networking companies yourself. Tell us about your experience that could help someone out there who may be listening and is interested in joining one of these networking companies.
What I've realized is network marketing company, it pays, but you need to be prepared to work. Like in any business, you need to put in the effort. You need to put in the time. Only that most people, they expect to say, since I'm running my own business, money should just come while I'm just seated. It will never happen like that. When now we look at network marketing companies or any company in general, we look at to say, how many people are you touching? How many people are you solving their problems?
We look at the challenges of the economy. We look at some of the challenges that are facing the country at the moment. What do you encourage women to do, those that would like to start up a business, even though they do not have the finance right now? How can they start?
When you look at a network marketing company, usually you don't have to pay so much for you to start compared to any other business in this world. The challenges have always been there, way back. But instead of focusing on challenges, you have to focus on what you can do. Because there are some things that are at national level. But let's solve each other's problems by getting to work instead of complaining. The other thing is to say, when we look at network marketing, it helps people to have active income. Later on, you still have passive income, whereby whatever you would have worked on the previous month or so or previous years, you still get to enjoy the money without you being actively involved. But you have to get it rolling. When people are earning, it means the economy is improving. Because when you earn from a network company, you then get to go and pay your school fees. You get to buy some assets. Especially, I always encourage women to say, when you get this passive income, don't just spend it on hair, on clothes, and so forth. All what you have to do is to say, you get this passive income, invest it. You invest it in real estate. Buy a stand. Buy a house.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Sehlile Taphumanei, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.